Today's shir is Masechta Ksubos Daf Chaf Hey. We will begin on Daf Chaf Hey Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud El Mai Gadol Chazaka. The Gemara towards the end of our previous shir had quoted a brisa where Rabbi Yossi said Gadol Chazaka, and now the Gemara begins our shir today with trying to understand what is the meaning. What did Rabbi Yossi mean to say when he used this statement of Gdol Chazakam? Because as we discussed in our previous year, there's a mandam that says, Malan Minasiyas Kapayim Liyuchsin, that if somebody does, if a Kohen does Minasiyas Kapayim, that is a proof that he is a true Kohen. There's a mandam that said, Malan Mitruma Liyuchsin, that if we see a Kohen eating Truma, that's a raya that he's a Kohen. So Rabbi Yossi said, Gedoyl Chazaka. Ask the Gemara, what was meant with those words, Gedoyl Chazaka? Answers the Gemara, as we discussed in our shir, the case that we were discussing were the Kohanim who had come up with Ezra when Ezra was building the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara said that those people who were considered Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash Rishon were considered, they were in Golus, in Bavel, I also consider the Kohanim when they come now, says the Gemara. But there's a very big difference. The Mikara, as long as they were in Chutz Laaretz, as long as they were in Bavel, Achol b'Truma d'Rabbanan, they were only allowed to eat Truma d'Rabbanan, because in Chutz Laaretz, that's what's available. And Hashta, but now when they come to Eretz Yisrael, Achol b'Truma d'Raisa. Now, based on their Chazaka, that they ate Truma, they were allowed to eat now Truma d'Raisa. So Ramosha and the Igros Moshe, actually, Yerideya Simon Aleph, Yerideya Chelik Aleph, Simon Reish Lamed, asks a question, indeed, how did that work? Just if they were able to eat Truma de Rabbanon in Chutz Laaretz, what gave them the right to be able to eat Truma de Raisa? Says Rav Moshe, that's exactly what the Gemara means to say with Gedol Chazaka. That what the Chazaka says is not that, well, till now you were eating Truma d'Rabbanon, and now you could eat Truma d'Raisa, which of course is difficult to understand. How could a person, just because he was eating Truma d'Rabbanon, now be able to eat Truma d'Raisa? But the Chazaka doesn't speak to Truma, says Rav Moshe. The Chazaka speaks to, is this individual a kohen or not? It speaks to that element. And the Gedol Chazaka says that based on Chazaka, we could say that he's a full-fledged Kohen, and if he's a full-fledged Kohen, he could eat Truma d'Raisa. So ask the Rishash, we're learning that if somebody ate Truma Chutz Laaretz, Truma d'Rabbanan, and Eretz Yisrael, they could eat Truma d'Raisa. So, but as we learned, and we'll continue learning, that's halacha regarding Truma. But just because somebody ate Truma in Chutz Laaretz doesn't mean that he'll be able to eat Kachin. Asked Rishash, it doesn't really make sense. The Isser of eating Truma when somebody's Yisrael carries with it a Chiyav Lav Dereis, a Chiyav Misa B'dei Shemayim. Whereas somebody eating Kachim, that he's not supposed to eat, is a Isser Lav. So asked Rishash, why are we stricter regarding Kachim versus Truma? We should really say just the opposite. So the Rishash says that is mala osu b'kotchim. That throughout halach we find that Chazal were very concerned about allowing people who were not allowed to eat kotchim to eat kotchim. There's another teretz that he suggests that although this truma is more of a serious aveira than kotchim, but he says that truma is, we're going from Truma to Truma. We're going from Truma de Rabbanon to Truma de Raisa. So albeit, it's a very big jump, but it's all within the family of Truma. Whereas, explains the Rishash, when we're going from Truma to Kachim, we're changing subjects. We're changing what we're eating, and therefore, Chazal was stricter. Vibay Seima, another way of understanding the Brice suggests tomorrow, Hashtanami b'Truma de Rabbanon Ochel. The only thing that they were allowed to eat now was only Truma d'Rabbanan. But Truma d'Raisa, lo yachol. But Truma d'Rabbanan, they were not allowed to eat. V'chi mafkinim a truma liyuchsin. And even according to Man D'Amar that says that if somebody eats truma, that's a proof he's a full-fledged kohen. That's only betruma deraisa. If he was eating truma deraisa, betruma drabanon. But if a person was just eating truma drabanon, that's loy maskinen. Nobody would say that if somebody who's eating truma drabanon should be considered a full-fledged kohen. If that's the case, al my gedoyl chazaka. So the braisa said that gedoyl chazaka. The chazaka is very powerful. But the way we're explaining now, it isn't that powerful at all. Because they were allowed to eat truma derabanan and chutz laretz, and we're not allowing them to eat anything more than that when they get that tzisrael. So what is the gedoyl chazaka? Says the Gemara. Davkav tekel migzer. Even though we maybe ought to say that they should not be allowed to eat truma derabanan, for we are to be concerned mishum truma deraisa, that if we're going to allow them to eat truma derabanan, they may come to eat truma deraisa. What Rabbi Yossi meant to say was, loy gozer, Chazal didn't make such a gzeira, and if they ate truma derabanan and chutz laretz, you're allowed to eat truma derabanan and that's Yisrael, but that doesn't have any bearing that they should be allowed to eat truma deraisa. There's a machlokes rishonim, what is truma derabanan and what is truma deraisa. Rashi's opinion is that the only produce from which there's a chi of truma deraisa, a dog on Tirush and Yitzur, grain, grapes, and olives. And this, and the Ramban is even more lenient. The Ramban says that not only is there only Chiv Truma on those three specific things, but the Chiv of Truma on grapes is only if it was turned into wine. And the Chiv Truma on olives is only if it was turned into olive oil. The Rambam says that all fruits and produce, the chiv truma is the raisa. The chiv truma of vegetables is a chiv derabanan. Rabbeinu Yonason holds that all tvua, all grain, has a chiv truma the raisa. He says that the chiv truma the raisa is on the shivas minim. Anything that's included in the shivas minim is considered truma the raisa. Everything else is truma derabanan. Says the Marit that the Kohanim in our time, that we don't have a Kohen, we don't have Kohanim who could definitively say that they are Kohanim. All of the Kohanim that we have Bezman Hazeh are called Kohanei Chazaka, are Kohanim that only established based on a Chazaka. And our Gemara says, that says the Marit based on our Gemara, then they're still considered full-fledged Kohanim. And even though we don't know for sure that they are Kohanim, the Shvus Yaakov says that not necessarily. And the Shvus Yaakov says that Kohanei Chazaka are not considered full-fledged Kohanim. Ubetruma deraisa asked the Gemara, is that true? Ubetruma deraisa lo yachol? Is that true that the Kohanim who came up with Ezra were not allowed to eat Truma Deraisa? For Ksiv, Ashla Yoichel, Mekadosh HaKadoshim, doesn't the Pasuk come to teach us? Mekadosh HaKadoshim, Hu D'Loyachel, we did not allow them to eat Kodesh HaKadoshim, have a Truma Deraisa, a Choyel. Says Mara, that's not what the Pasuk means. Hach Kama, Loi B'Mikri De'ikur Kodesh, they may not eat something which is considered Kodesh, which is Truma deraisa, kriksiv, as the Torah uses those words when it describes truma, because when the Torah speaks about truma, the Torah teaches us that a Yisrael may not eat truma. The words the Torah uses are a kol zor la yechol kodesh, v'loy b'midi de kachachim, nor may they eat parts of the karbonis which are given to the Kohanim. Kriksiv, v'as koin kriksiv zor. The part of the carbon that's given to the Kohanim, and that's both of those were something that they were not allowed to eat. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara continues to discuss this question: if through what or when can we identify individuals as a Kohen? Tashma Chazaka, the Kohuna. What is considered a Chazaka that a person as a kohen, the seis kapayim bebavel. The fact that they were allowed to do the seis kapayim bebavel. And Rashi explains that the reason we can rely on this chazaka is because in Bavel there was a bezdin, and there were batei dinim kavuin that checked if people were kahanim, and nobody was allowed to do nesias kapayim, then that is unless they were definitively established as kahanim. V'chil chal b'surya, if somebody was eating chal in surya, v'chil matanis, and if somebody ate matas kuna b'krochim, if somebody takes raya l'chaim v'keva, which are the parts of the animal which are given to the kohen, in the place where there are many people there, since there are many people there, it's a proof that he must be a kohen. Because if he weren't a kohen, he would not have the temerity to take these matas kuna in such a public place, says the Gemara. Ptonimius, but isn't it clear from here that the Sias Kapayim is a raya that it's a that a person is a kohen? My lovely Yochsen says the Gemara loy l'truma. It's only a proof that he's allowed to eat truma, but it isn't a raya that he's allowed to eat. There isn't a raya that he's a full-fledged kohen. So Rashi explains what did the Gemara mean when it said achilas chal b'surya. Surya, Rashi explains, is Aram Tsoiva that was captured by Dovid HaMelech, and this Tana holds the Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. We'll speak about that in a moment, and it's considered an Etzisrol, and the Chiv taking Chal over there is a Chiv Deraisa. So since the Chiv of taking Chal is a Chiv Deraisa, if we see a Kohen eating that Chal, that's a proof that he's a full-fledged Kohen. But the Kohen that eats Chal in Chutzlar, it says Rashi, is not a proof that he's a Kohen. Because the Chiv Chal in Chutzlar is not a Chayiv Deraisa, it's a Chiv Derabonon. And Rashi explained that something which is only a Chiv the Rabbanon cannot prove definitively that he's a kohen. So our Gemara, Rashi just now indicated that Ram Tzoyva Surya is an area of a kibush yochid. What does that mean? Rashi explains that the definition of a kibush yochid is a place that only Dovid HaMelech captured and the rest of Klai Yisrael did not participate. Tosfos says, quotes a Sefri, that the issue of a kibush yochid is that they took Surya before they had captured all of Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara discusses if you captured an area in Chutz Laaretz before you took all of Eretz Yisrael, that's called a kibush yochid, and the question if it's considered a full-fledged kibush. The Rambam takes both approaches. He says that either way, if not of all of Klai Yisrael participated, or not of all of Eretz Yisrael was captured, it will be considered a kibush yochid. The Gemara says that chiluk matanos bekrochim, the fact that this person took matanos kuhuna in a public area, is a proof that he's a full-fledged kohen. Says Seir Achroinim that this is only in a place where there's a bezdin, like we spoke about before. So explain those achroinim that if a person is going to take matnas kahuna publicly in a place where there's a bezdin, that clearly is an indication that he's a kohen. Because if there's no bezdin, so he doesn't feel so embarrassed to take it because he doesn't think that he's really going to get caught. But if he takes it in a place where there's a bezdin, which could easily see, identify if he is or isn't a kohen, and he takes it publicly, that's a proof that he's a kohen. But we see from here that this that Nesias Kapayim in Bavel is a proof that you're a kohen. Says L'yuchsin, says Merloi, that's not what was meant. What was meant was L'truma. That if somebody does Nesias Kapayim in such a place, he's allowed to eat truma, even truma deraisa. But it's not a way to definitively prove that he's absolutely a kohen. Ask the Gemara, v'dumi de'chilas chala. But ask the Gemara, we compare nesias kapayim to chala. Ma'achilas chala, just like eating chala, is a proof that yuchsin. Because if it's not a proof that for yuchsin, then what is it accomplishing? because challah and truma are not identical. So we can't say that the fact that you're eating challah is a proof that you're a kohen, because that can't be a proof that you're a kohen. Because we don't, if it's a proof that you're allowed to eat truma, because if you're eating challah, you could certainly eat truma. So if the Braisa spoke about eating challah as a proof, it must be that it means it's a proof that you're a full-fledged kohen. So if the Braisa also speaks about nesias kapayim, isn't that a raya that you're a full-fledged, if nesias kapayim, isn't that a raya that you're yochsin, that you're a full-fledged kohen? Says Merloi, it's not necessarily the same. Achilas challah gufa la truma, the fact that you're eating challah is a proof that you're allowed to eat truma. Kesover, could the town of this Braisa holds, challah b'zman hazeh, the chiv of taking challah, and we'll speak about this soon in the shir, is only chiv derabbanan. The truma, but the chiv of taking truma is deraisa. And what the Braisa is teaching us is umach skinon michal derabbanan truma deraisa. If we see somebody eating challah in chutz laretz, which is only derabbanan, it's a proof that he can eat truma deraisa. Ukir apachle reb. Ruhu Rav Huna Bereid Rav Shula Rabban, as we're going to see, Rav Huna Bereid Rav Huna said Terev Yeshua. So therefore, what we don't right now have is a proof, not that Nesias Kapayim is a proof that you're a full-fledged Kohen, nor is Challah a proof that you're a full-fledged Kohen. Toshma, Chazaka Kahuna, what is considered a Chazaka for Kahuna? Says the Gemara Nesias Kapayim. Chilak Roinus, Beretz Yisrael, or if he takes truma from the warehouses where truma is distributed in Eretz Yisrael, or b'Surya, or b'kol makoyim, where in Surya and other places where there is no chiyuv challah mideraisa, if it's a place shluchei that the shluchei bezdin that come to notify people outside of Eretz Yisrael when Rosh Chodesh was established, if it's a place of shluchei Rosh Chodesh magiyim, and they are able to get to that distance, which is an area which is within 15 days of travel from Eretz Yisrael, Nesias Kapayim Raya, because those are places that certainly have a Bezdin, because the Bezdin that sends messengers to notify people in different towns in the Chutz Laretz that it's Rosh Chodesh go from one Bezdin to another Bezdin. So if they're a Bezdin, then Nesias Kapayim is a Raya. Avloi Chilak Ronis. But since giving somebody taking truma in this type of area, it's not a proof that he's a kohen. Or b'bavel, says the Gemara, b'bavel, even though it's further away from Eretz Yisrael than a distance of 15 days travel, k'surya. It has the same kalocha as surya, that somebody who does nesias kapayim in b'bavel is considered a full-fledged kohen. Shimon Gamliel Omer, af Alexander Shel Mitzrayim, there was a very large shul in Mitzrayim, as the Gemara Masechta Sukkah, Daf Nun Aleph on the base teaches us. There was a base of Knesset in Alexandria that had such a large crowd, audience, davening in the shul, that they could not hear it about tefillah, and they used to wave with flags that people should know when it was time to say Amen. B'shoina, Fnei, before Rome destroyed that Jewish community, there was a Bezdin Kavun, and people would, a kohen is a kohen, they would not let somebody do Nesias Kapayim unless he was really a kohen. But what we learned in this Braisa is that we see that Nesias Kapayim, that through Nesias Kapayim, we could establish that somebody is a kohen. Says the Marloi, it doesn't mean that we could prove definitively he's a kohen. It's talking L'chala. But ask the Gemara, but the Braisa put into one category, Nesias Kapayim, Domi the Chilak Ronis, to people who collect Truma. Isn't Machil Kronius L'Kdiochsin? Isn't Chilak Ronis a proof that he's able, that he's a full-fledged Kayin? Isn't Af Nesias Kapayim L'Yochsin? Says the Gemara, Loi. Chilak Ronis Kufa, this that a person gets Truma is only a proof that he can eat challah. Why? Because this braisa is of the opinion that truma b'zman is the raisa, the truma b'zman is the rabbanon, the chiv of truma b'zman is the only chiv of the rabbanon. For challah, but the chiyuv of chala, even bezman hazeh mederaisa. And what the Brice is teaching us is, maskinon metrumah derabanan lechala deraisa. Someone who eats trumah derabanan will be allowed to eat chala deraisa, but not that he could be considered a full-fledged kohen. And says the Gemara, we find this kedesh kechinah Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Shul Rabbanon, as we're going to discuss Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Shul's discussion with Rabbanon. What is the status of challah, and what is the status of challah b'zman hazeh and truma b'zman hazeh? So Chazon Ish says that from our Gemara we clearly see that we can't, just because somebody eats truma d'Rabbanon is not considered a raya that the person is a full-fledged kohen. And the halacha is because truma b'zman hazeh is d'Rabbanon. However, says the Chazon Ish, that b'zman hazeh we don't really eat truma because we're all tamei. But says the Chazon Ish, even b'zman hazeh, nesiyas kapayim cannot be a proof that somebody should be able to eat truma. Because the Chazon Ish explains that in order to do Nesiyas Kapayim, all you need to do is walk into shul and say you're a kohen. But in order to give a person truma, just because somebody, even if it's truma d'rabbanon, he says, just because somebody walks in and says he's a kohen, it would not be enough to be able to give that person truma d'rabbanon. And therefore he says, just because you see somebody doing Nesiyas Kapayim, the halacha doesn't mean that you're allowed to give him, in a time and a place where we do such a thing, truma d'rabbanan. Our Gemara has been speaking about the mitzvah of Nesiyas Kapayim. What does the mitzvah of Nesiyas Kapayim prove as far as the individual being a kohen? What is the halacha about a person who walks in and says he's a kohen? Do we allow him to do Nesiyas Kapayim? And many Rishonim are of the opinion that the reason why we're lenient in allowing a person who walks in to say, who says he's a kohen, to do Nesiyas Kapayim, even though he doesn't really have any proof that he's a kohen, is because a person who is not a kohen and does Nesiyas Kapayim violates a mitzvah saseh. And therefore, the fact that this person is prepared to do it is a proof that he truly is a kohen, and we allow him to do Nesiyas Kapayim. What does the mitzvah say that's violated if somebody does Nesiyas Kapayim when he's not a kohen? So some say the parasha of Nesiyas Kapayim begins, Koy Sevorcho Es B'nei Yisrael. And the Torah is addressing the Kohanim. The Torah is telling the Kohanim, Koy Sevorcho Es B'nei Yisrael, you have a mitzvah to do Birchas Kohanim. And the Torah is, by inference, saying the Yisrael violates that. Another pshat that the Ri suggests, that the Ri says that we know that before Birchus Kohanim, the Kohanim say a bracha, Shekrishonu mitzvayisim v'tzivonu levarachs am Yisrael bahava. And if a non-Kohen is going to do Birchus Kohanim and say that bracha, he's violating the he's saying a bracha levatala. The flaw quotes a Sefer Charedim. The Sefer Charedim says that there are two parts of the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim. There's a mitzvah for the Kohanim to bless the Yisraelim, and there's a mitzvah for the Yisraelim to receive a bracha for the Kohanim. If a Yisrael goes up and does the bracha in a time when he should be receiving the bracha, he's violating the mitzvah that of receiving a bracha from Kohanim by doing the bracha instead of getting the bracha. So our Gemara continues to teach us that Birkas Kohanim is a mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah for Kohanim. So now the question is that we know that many times when Yisraelim give a bracha to their children, they say the nusach of the Birkas Kohanim, Yivarech Hashem v'yishmerecha. And the question that the Poskim ask, how is that permitted if, as we just said, this is a bracha limited to the Kohanim? So the Stei Chemed quotes the Yeshuas Yaakov, who says that the mitzvah of Birchus Kohanim, Bederaisa, is only in the Beis Hamikdash, where when they said the Birkas Kohanim, they said the Shem Hashem with the Shem HaMefirish. So says the Stechem, according to Shulch Yaakov, even when a Kohen does Birkas Kohanim b'zman hazeh, he's not fulfilling the mitzvah deraisa, and therefore when the Yisrael says it, it's not considered violating the mitzvah to say. However, most Paiskim disagree with the Shulch Yaakov, and they say that Birkas Kohanim is a mitzvah deraisa, even when it's not in the Shema Mefarish, even when it's not in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Karen Oira says that our Gemara is the proof. Because our Gemara is saying that to some degree, Nesias Kapayim is a proof that somebody's a Kayim. But if the Yeshua Yaakov is correct, and that the only time and place Birkas Kohanim is considered a mitzvah is in the Beis Hamikdash with the Shema Mefarish, then what? How would we understand our Gemara? So the Magen Avraham comes back to our question. If Birkas Kohanim is a mitzvah, but it's only a mitzvah that was said to Kohanim, how could Yisrael give a bracha to his children or to anyone with the Birkas Kohanim? So the Magen Avraham says that it's only considered that you did the mitzvah if you had in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim. But when somebody gives a bracha to his children, to his friend, they're not intending in any way to fulfill the mitzvah Birkas Kohanim. And since they're not intending in any way to fulfill the mitzvah Birkas Kohanim, it's not considered that they did that mitzvah, that they should be concerned that he violated the mitzvah sasei. The Mari Asad and the Mishnah Brura have a different approach. They say that in order for it to be considered Birkas Kohanim, it only is considered Birkas Kohanim if it's done the way Birkas Kohanim is done. We know with the Kohanim raising their hands and spreading their fingers. Without that part of the mitzvah, it's not considered the mitzvah Birkas Kohanim. And since when someone just gives a bracha to his children, to someone else, he doesn't do that, that's not considered that he violated that he's doing the mitzvah Birkas Kohanim, because that isn't the mitzvah Birkas Kohanim. In fact, the Torah Tamima says that whenever the Gra would give a bracha to someone, and he would only put one hand on the person's head and not two hands. Because he explains that the Gra was concerned with what we are discussing in our shiur here. That we're discussing that if a Yisrael says the bracha of Yerechecha, why is that not considered that he violated the mitzvah asay of Birkas Kohanim? But certainly, the Kohen only fulfills the mitzvah Birkas Kohanim when he uses both hands. So if you don't use both hands, you're certainly not doing Birkas Kohanim, and the concern isn't there. So the Gemara goes back to discuss what we started speaking about, the issue of challah in Chutz La'aretz. Damrav Hunabre de Yeshua, Ashkechatinu l'Rabbonim Beirav. I found Rabbonim sitting in the yeshiva. The Yasif Kamra, I feel a man the Omer, Truma Bezman Azeh the Rabbonim. Even the opinion that holds that Truma Bezman Azeh is the Rabbonim, challah is the Raisa. Eretz Yisrael, we know, has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But Klai Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael twice. Once in the time of Yeshua, and then after the Churban Abayis, and they were in Golus Bavel, then in the time of Ezra. When they came the first time to Eretz Yisrael, that's called Kedusha Rishonah. When they came in the time of Ezra, it's called Kedusha Shniyah. Often we find in Shas that the Tanoim and the Meroim have a debate what happened after the Kedusha Rishonah, what happened after the Kedusha Shniyah. There are opinions that hold Kedusha Rishonah, the Kedusha that Eretz Yisrael was sanctified with at the time of Yeshua, Kitchel Shatva Kitchel Asalavi remained forever. And even though there was the Churban Abayis, and even though Klai Yisrael went into the Golus in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael remained. But there are opinions that say that Kedusha Rishonah and Kitchel Shatva was only there until the Churban Abayis, V'loi Kitchel Asalavi. And the same question comes up regarding the Kedusha Shniyah that happened when they came up in the time of Ezra. That Kedusha was a very different type of Kedusha. The Kedusha that happened in the time of Yeshua happened because they went to war and they captured the land. In the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no war. Kairish gave them permission to come back to Eretz Yisrael, and that's why the Rambam says that Kedusha remained. Again, there are opinions that say that Kedusha is Shani, a Kitch L'Shat, a Kitch L'Asad Lavai. There are opinions that say that it also dissipated, and there are opinions that say that the second Kedusha, since there was only such a small amount of people that came to Eretz Yisrael, at that time, it was only a Kedusha Derabbanan. Says the Gemara, they were sitting in Yeshiva and they were saying, Afilo Mandam Truma Bezman Azed Rabbanan, the Chiyuv of Chala is a Chiyuv Derabbanan, is the Chiyuv Deraisa. Because the Chiyuv of Truma is very much connected to what we just said. It's connected to the question of Kedusha, how long did the Kedusha remain? And since we're in Golis, the Kedusha dissipated. But the Kedusha of Chala is not connected to that. What's the proof, says the Gemara? Shrei Sheva Shekivsha, the 7 years that they were busy conquering Eretz Yisrael, and Sheva Shechilka, in the 7 years that they were dividing Eretz Yisrael, they were already Chayiv and Chala. As the Pasuk says, B'voyachem al Oretz, Hashani Mevi Eschem Shoma, V'hoye Ba'ochlechem Alechem Oretz, Trima Truma L'Hashem. And the Torah says, B'bayachem, as soon as you come somewhat to Eretz Yisrael, you're ready chayiv and chala. However, the chayiv truma did not come until after they finished conquering and dividing the land. As the pasuk says, asa to asas kol tvua zarecha hayoytzi sadas shana, tvua zarecha, that the Torah says that the chayiv of taking trumas and maestris only begin when it becomes Zaracha. And therefore, just that Kedusha, as we just mentioned, dissipated when we know where we're in Golis, but the Chiyuv Chala remains. That's what Rav Huna Ben Yeshua said. He heard from the Talmidim who were in the Yeshiva. Says Rav Huna, Vamina la anon, I said Adrabba, just the opposite. I feel a mandom atrum is man as a daraisa. Even according to the mandom that says that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael remains. And therefore, since the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael remains, the Chiyuv Truma, the rice remains, Chal Drabonin. The Chiyuv Chala is only with Drabonin. The Tanya, the Pasuk says regarding, as we just mentioned, the Chiyuv Chala. The Torah Kedusha says, B'vayachem Ela Oretz. Even B'vayachem, if it says, if the Torah says B'vayachem, Yocho, Mishenichtos Lo Shnayim V'Shloish Meraglim, we would think that as soon as some people enter into Yisrael, there's a Chiyuv Chala. Tamaloyma, the Torah says, B'bayachem, from that we learn, B'bias Kochem Amarti, only when all or most of Klal Yisrael are there in Yisrael, there V'loy B'bias Mektosim. As Rashi explains, since the Torah doesn't use the words Ki Savo, if the Torah were to use the words Ki Savo, it would mean as soon as some people come. But the Torah says, B'bayachem. B'bayachem means that all of Klal Yisrael, most of Klal Yisrael have to be there. So the Ritva makes a very interesting point. That on one hand, the Torah is teaching us that the Chiyuv Chala does not depend on it being Zaracha. It does not depend on us having ownership of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, even though there was no Kibush v'chiluk, the Chiyuv Chala isn't there yet. But on the other hand, says the Ritva, the Chiyuv Chala has a different condition that has to be met to have a Chiyuv Chala. And that's only when Roiv Klal Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael. If most of Klal Yisrael are not in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Chiyuv Chala. V'loiv b'yis m'ktaskan, v'hivkinu Ezra, and says the Gemara, when Ezra brought them to Yisrael, laf kula solik. As the Pasuk describes, there were only 40,000 people that arrived with Ezra by Sheni. And therefore, there wasn't Chiyuv Chala. In fact, the Rabbeinu Gershom says that it was about 10% of all Jews that in the world that came to Yisrael when Ezra came to build the base Sheni. Toshma. So the Gemara discusses another brisa from where we're going to be able to prove if what makes a proof that a coin is a coin. Says the Gemara, the brisa says, Chazokal kuna, what, how do we determine that an individual is a coin? Nasis kapayim, we see does birkas kanim, chilek gronis, if he takes truma from the whereas, the edis, or edim that come say that he's a kohen. Ask the Gemara, edis chazokihi, the brisa began with the words, chazok l'kuhuna, what is considered a chazoka that this individual is a kohen? And then the brisa speaks about edim coming saying that he's a kohen. If edim say that he's a kohen, that that's not a chazoka, that's edis. Elav harkama. Nesias kapayim kedis isn't, says the Gemara, isn't the Brisa coming to teach us that nesias kapayim, a kohen doing nesias kapayim, is equivalent to edis? My edis liyuchsin. Certainly, if two edim come and say testimony that this individual is a kohen, so then we treat him as a full fledged kohen. Af nesias kapayim, the Brisa is teaching us that nesias kapayim will also be definitive proof the liyuchsin that he's a kohen. Says the Gemara, Eidus habor michazaka. What the Brisa means to say is not that there are Edim that said that he's a Kohen. The Brisa has come to say is that if Edim come and say that we saw that this person was doing what a Kohen does, that's a chazaka. That means, as Rashi explains, that we see people doing things that Kohanim do. We have Edim that could say that he did things that a Kohen does, then that's a proof he has a chazaka. So many Rishonim ask in Rashi's position, then what's the Brisa coming to teach us? That if two people come and say that he saw that they saw somebody do something, we believe them? Of course, if we see two people do something, that's a proof. So they say that even where the proof, what the Gemara means to say, Taisa says, what the Brisa means to say is that even when what the people are saying, as we're going to see in the Gemara, was not so clear that what he's doing is a proof that he's a Kohen, it's only something that we could see by inference. For example, explains Taisa, as we're going to see in the Gemara, we saw somebody getting, we know a Levi got Levi. And we saw that this individual got the Leah before him. So the fact that he got the Leah before him is a proof that he must be a Kohen. It's not a very explicit proof. What the Brisa is teaching us is that that's enough, explains Tosfos, to be a Chazok, Edus, on a Chazoka, that he's a Kohen. The Rebbe Chanan, in explaining Rashi, because as we said, the Rishonim ask Rashi if Rashi, if we understand Rashi, Rashi is saying that if they come and they say that they saw somebody doing something, that's a good raya. Of course it's a good raya. They actually saw him doing it. So B'chanan says that what Rashi means to say is that they didn't actually see him doing it. What they were able to say only based on an aid mipi aid, not direct testimony, which normally in halacha, an aid mipi aid is insufficient. Here, it'll be sufficient. And the Gemara brings a raya. And again, with Tosfos, this raya is a beautiful raya. Ravi. I know for sure that this individual is a kohen. Amalei, so Rav Asi asked Marisa, what made you say that? Amalei, Kara Risha Beis HaKnesses. He got the first aliyah in Shul, Becheskes Shul Kohen. As the Gemara teaches us that the proper way that the aliyahs should be distributed, as the Gemara teaches us, Masechet Gittin, Daf Nun Tesam and Aleph, Kairi Kayin Kairi Rishon, Vachrav Levi, Vachrav Yisrael, Vemnei Dark Yisholem. As the Gemara explains there, that the Pasuk says, Vikidashta, we have to show honor to the Kayin, and Vemnei Dark Yisholem, that even if the Kayin is willing to give up that honor, we can't let him give it up. Oi, the question is, maybe the reason he got the first aliyah is because he was the most important person in the shul. So how is that a raya that he's a Levi, that he's a Kohen? Says the Gemara, Kara Ach of Levi. Because after he got the aliyah, then the Levi got the next Aliyah. And the Gemara over there, Masech the Gittin, says, Ein Shem Koyin Nispar the Chavila. If it's not the Koyin who gets the first Aliyah, then the Levi doesn't get the second Aliyah. So if we see that a Levi got an Aliyah after this person, it's a proof that he must be a Koyin. And based on that, the Lay Rav Ami Lakun Al Piv, Rav Ami allowed him to be considered a Koyin. So we see that's Pshat, that even though there wasn't very strong direct testimony saying that this individual is a Koyin, it was enough to make him a Koyin Chazaka. And the Gemara gives another story. Who does look at Rishu ben Levi? Amle Mechsekinim Bezeshu Levi. Amle Mari Isa. How could you be so certain that he's a Levi? And the reason we need to know somebody's a Levi is because he should be entitled to eat Maisurishin. Amle Shakar Shenu Basic Knesses. He got the second Aliyah, Becheska Shu Levi. So that's a proof that he's a Levi. Or maybe there was no Kayin. And the reason he got the Aliyah is because Cheshu Gadol. Says the Gemara, we know for sure, Shakara Lefon of Kayin, that the first person who got the Aliyah was a Kayin. And then that's a Raya, that the second person must be a Levi. And therefore, Valei Rabbi Shuba Levi, Levi Alpiv, that was enough to prove that he was a Levi. Ha'ud Asa Kamedra Shlokish, Amle, B'chskarim B'zeshu Kayin. He said, I'm certain this individual is a Kohen. Amalei Marisa, what makes you say so? Amalei, Kara Rishon Beis HaKnesses. He got the first Aliyah. Amalei, Risef, Reish Lakish said, did you also see that Tchilek Kronis Al Gronis, that you got Truma at the warehouse? Amalei, Rav Elazar. So Reish Lakish said to Reish Lakish, in ancient Gairim, and let's say there is no Truma being distributed, when Chutz Laretz, where there's no Truma being distributed, Bat L'Kahuna, so will there no longer be a way how to ever make a person into a Kayin? Zimnan have a Yasek HaMed Rav Yochanan. So there was another time where the Talmidim was sitting in front of Rav Yochanan. Also Kayin, Maisel Kamei, and a similar type of a story came up, that a person came and said that this person is a Kayin because he got the first Aliyah. Amle Reish Lakish, Risef Shechilik, Alagoyer. So he asked him, did you see that he got Truma by the warehouse? Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan said, the main Shem Goyrim Bat L'Kuna. If there is no place where they distribute Truma, that means that you can't make a person a Kayin. So when a Shlokish heard Rabbi Yochanan say these words, so he understood that when Rabbi Lazar said, the main Shem Goyrim Bat L'Kuna, it wasn't something that he said by himself, it wasn't a response that Rabbi Lazar was able to come up with himself. It was a response to, so it was something that he heard from Yoichelem. And because of that, Hodor Chazil Rabbi Lazar Bishus. Rabbi Shlokish was upset at Rabbi Lazar that he said something as if it was his own, but really he had heard it from Rabbi Yoichelem. Amma, Shmal Mili Debei Nafcha. You heard something from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was called by Nachfa because his father was a blacksmith. And you didn't say it in his name. And Rabbi Shlokish was saying to Rabbi Yochanan, if I would have heard that this was Rabbi Yochanan's response, where if somebody gets the first Aliyah, it's a proof that he's a Kayin. The fact that he didn't take Truma is not any Raya, I would have accepted that halacha. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Rabchiya, each one of them had the following story. One of the following stories had happened to each one of them. Chad hela api aviv lekuhuna. Somebody said that if somebody's father says that this son of mine is a kohen, that's good enough. Chad hela ach api achav lviya. That a brother said that this is my brother and he's a Levi, that was enough to determine that he's a Levi. But we don't know which story happened by whom. Says the Gemara, Tastayim, the Rebbe Heller ben Apiyoviv, that it was Rebbe who said that based on a father's testimony, a son can be considered a Kayin. The Tanya, Hareshaba, if we have an individual that is known to be a Kayin, Vama b'ni zeh, this is my son, for Kainhu. And this is, and he's a Kohen. Nemen lachil b'truma. We could give this child truma. Ve'en nemen l'asi in Eisha. We can't be confident that he's a Kohen to the degree with the question of Yichus. Divrei Rebbe. Amaloi. So Rabbi Chiya said to Rebbe, imata amina lachil b'truma. If you trust him as far as truma is concerned, tamina lasi isha. You could trust him as far as yichus is concerned. Vimata mamina lasi isha, loy tamina lachel truma. Amalai, so Rebbe said to Rabbi Chiya, and amina lachila betruma, shviyada lachila truma. Even if he's not certain, if the truma, even if he's not for certain that he's a kohen, the fact that he has a chazaka is enough. However, ve'edim amina lasi ishai, as far as yichus is concerned, shein biyad lasi isha. That means you could give people who are in your family truma. And since you could give people in your family truma, that's why they're neman. But marriage is not something that's in your entire control. Just dayim, so from here we see that it was Rebbe that held this opinion.